this meeting open at 1:04 p.m. And I'd like to start. I would like to begin today by acknowledging the Gurong people, who are the traditional custodians of the land in which we meet today. And the Shire of Jeramungrup would like to pay their respect and to their elders, both past and present. Moving on to issue 2.0, attendances. All members of the gallery have filled in the paperwork for names and numbers, so thank you, and Glendy, have everyone else. Any apologies for today's meeting? No? Do we have any approved leave of absence? Yes, we have. Yes. Councillor Zacker, approved leave of absence. Absent, nothing. Do any of the councillors have a disclosure of interest?
I've received one, Mr. President, from Councillor Foreman on item 12.3.1. Nature of it's a impartiality interest, being that a relative provided a submission to the item. So, that's the only one.
Thank you. Now we'll move on to 4.0, which is the opportunity for the gallery to ask questions of the council. I would ask if you have a question to put forward that you please give your name for Glenda's purposes before asking your question. So any questions from the gallery? You do also have an opportunity to speak during petitions, deputations and presentations, which is not a question, it's more of a presentation time. So any questions of council needs to be asked now. No questions from the gallery? Okay. Moving on to 5.0, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. So if anyone would like to make a petition or a submission to the council for any of the items on today's agenda, this is your opportunity now.
Is that to speak to an item?
Yep, yes. To speak to an item. We won't be able to speak. Once the meeting moves into meeting mode, the opportunity to speak while council is counselling is not there, so this is your chance now. So we can have, yep, we'll start over here with... Yeah, whatever, just to make it clearer, whatever.
Yeah, okay. If it's okay, I'll just read some notes.
Yep. Brody. Here it is.
Brody. Yep. Brody Moore. Yeah. Thank you for everyone's time today and for the public present. Just want to note that we first reached out to the Shire Planner in November of last year at the due diligence phase of our application, and we followed up with draft plans, and we specifically asked for any red flags that or any specialist reports that they might need. We then had a Teams meeting in December with some state bushfire specialists, two specialists actually, as well as the planner and myself and Isaac. And zero red flags were identified, and zero specialist reports were requested except for the bushfire management plan. We then went ahead with that, as the planner said, yes, go ahead. These plans have cost us in excess of $20,000. It is standard practice for town planning in WA to send a list of the issues to the applicants to respond to, and phone calls, messages and emails were not responded to in this time, and ultimately we weren't given any communication or information and no chance to resolve any of the issues that were presented to us 2 days ago, basically. We presented 8 letters from members of the community supporting this, and hopefully the councillors have had time to read that and of the huge benefit these businesses have seen in this project. Obviously we find it's going to be difficult to resolve any of the points presented in, I think we're only supposed to take 5 minutes each when we're speaking. And the report that the councillors have received encourages a motion to refuse, but I think that's because we haven't been given a chance to show how it can work.
Just on that, Isaac Gorman, Brody, we've just been ignored, and there's been emails to Richard about the reason he rang was because an email came through saying, why are you ignoring us? It's, I don't know if it's been known and stuff, but we just have not been given a chance to work with anyone in the public, any neighbours, anybody, because there has been zero communication about our issue, and we all know the issue at the moment.
And we are very willing and able to resolve most of the issues presented on there if given the chance. And I would like some of the members of the public to know that we have been approached by some very large businesses, Seychelles Resorts, Big Four, Tiny Cabins Australia, if I could go on. We don't want that to happen, and if we are forced to sell our property to someone like that, I feel, yeah, we want to keep a lid on it. We want to keep it small and sensitive and to fit in with the Bremer Bay life that we all know and love. So.
And another thing, the reason we went ahead with this is Richard stated on the phone as well, he said it would be an absolute disservice to this town to not go ahead with what we want to have a crack at. It is all on the phone calls. Matt, our town planner, we all sat in that team's meeting. We had support, we thought we had support, and that's where we're just a bit lost, or we haven't been given a chance to even talk about it, scale back, talk about what we can change, give us a go for a year or something. We all say we support local small business. That's all we are, is trying to have a crack.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty well asked, friend. Thank you.
Yeah, yep. No, thank you. Any other petitions or... Yep.
Yes, please. My name's Tim Lyons. I own the property next door to the applicant's property, and probably my house is the closest to the house. Just a little bit of background. I've got farming properties in Denmark, West Mount Barker, and the Prongerups, so I know the country areas and fire risks pretty well. I believe that what's been put before council by Richard and by the staff, I think, is a thorough, diligent, and I think a pretty sound assessment of the application. I think a couple of points I'd just like to make. I think the proposal is an intensive commercial use. It's not suitable to rural zoning, in my view. The reception centre is not a listed use under the within the local planning scheme. Council does have discretion, but that discretion should be related to agricultural rural pursuits, which is in fitting with the zoning of the property. I don't believe under the current zoning this should be approved, and I don't think it fits into the nature of the Point Henry Peninsula. I see quite big risks from an intensive commercial use like this. Probably number one is the high fire risk in the area, which we all know is it's a big issue. Something that I've been doing with my own property is I'm trying to get rid of all the precocious plants and plant it back to the original quangle, which was 150 years ago, or 150 years of grazing and burning. And the result is that we've got a very dangerous situation that's out on the peninsula, which I think cannot be ignored. I think it's really important to understand the contours on these properties, which are close to the coastal areas. They're steeply undulating. If a fire goes up those areas, you've got very little chance of shifting people or getting people to any safe point. It's just about impossible. It's a hard walk going up. If you don't know the area and you've got remnant bush, excuse me, all around you, I think for young families and for older people, it's just about an impossibility to get to a safety shelter, which is, in some cases, best part of 300 metres away through bush. So I think that this use is not suitable at all to the peninsula, and I think it also flies in the face of what people want from the peninsula. I think I certainly, when I bought my place in Bremer, I never envisaged that an intensive use like this would ever be proposed or considered. I bought it for some tranquility, peace and quiet, the nature and the environment, and I want it there for my kids and for their grandkids, fitting into that nature. And I believe that the peninsula in 20, 30 years' time can be a spectacular place in terms of West Australian tourism. It's not suited to intense commercial uses like is being proposed. I won't go into what I'm doing, but I would like to just say I take the environment very seriously. I take what I'm trying to do on the peninsula very seriously. I've planted 2,500 trees, shrubs, melaleucas, hakeas this year. I water them every month to get them through, and I'll do the same this coming year, because I believe that we can actually make the peninsula a much safer place and a much more beautiful place over time by working on the precocious plants that have been put there over the last 100 odd years. I don't want to go on for too long, but
yeah.
I think that this needs to be said, and I don't mean anything personally, but the applicant or the property has a history of non-compliance. There's buildings on there that are not compliant at the moment. The wedding business, I know that some neighbours thought that it had been approved, and apparently it hasn't been approved.
Sorry, mate. Yeah, we dropped.
PSA information.
And I think there's been a history of non-compliance, and if you look at the website, also a history of moving targets, you know, how many people, liquor licenses, all these sort of things.
Can we just speak to the main issue, I think?
What I'd like to say is, if this was approved, I don't know what the outcome would be in the future, in years to come, because there is a history here. And I'll probably finish by saying that what I fear with something like this is that we could see a tragedy on the peninsula. Now, no one wants that, but I sort of got to ask the question, well, if that happens, when you've got non-compliant uses, who is going to bear the risk? Mm-hmm. Who will bear the risk? Thank you.
No, thank you. And as council, we'll make our decisions on relevant information, not hearsay information, so that's okay. We've read through those issues accordingly. They'll be made on factual basis. So yeah, if anyone else wishes to present. Yep.
Thank you. At the risk of sounding like a NIMBY,
I just heard Glenda.
My name's Alan Bean.
Alan Bean.
Excuse me. No, it's literally on my front door, the entrance to Isaac and Brody's business. The issues I've listed on my submission, so I won't go over that. I'm sure you've all had time to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Being basically dust, traffic and noise and et cetera, et cetera. Last weekend, though, however, we had the wedding on Saturday night. We had an issue with late revelers walking back up to Point Henry Road, drunk and disorderly and loud. And I have a slightly disabled son with mild cerebral palsy who happened to be home at the time. We weren't. But he got real nervous of arguing, yelling, play fighting, drunk, just drunken behaviour, basically. But it's at our front door, you know, and it's just another scope on things, because unfortunately it's hard to manage that sort of stuff, but he had to call in a friend to come and sort of help, you know.
Again,
and it turned out to be nothing, mm-hmm. but it made him nervous enough to call someone. So it's not just passing traffic, it's foot traffic as well. And in a quiet rural residential area late in the evening, it's a bit disconcerting when you've got drunken behaviour yet mm-hmm. in front of your house, that's all. Yep. Thank you, that's all.
No, thank you. And again, you know, council will be making a decision on the
sure.
the relevant factors. Yeah, and not one-off incidents and such.
Well,
but
it's a one-off incident.
Yes, thank you for taking the time to present. Yep. Anyone else?
I will actually ask a question just after listening to everybody. Michelle Brown, I live at Osprey Court in Bremer Bay. This question is directed to the officer responsible for the 12.3 of this project, the proposed venue. My question is, if I may ask a question.
Yeah, just present it through the chair, sorry. Yeah.
Cut it.
You can ask me, yeah. I'll
My
determine.
Question is,
yeah.
The officer responsible, the CEO. At any stage was there approval given and documented by the Shire of Jeremunga to conduct a commercial business on lot 114 prior to this?
Prior to today,
any approval given and documented by the Shire to the proprietors of that commercial business to run a wedding venue?
Yeah, I won't put it through the CEO, if that's okay. I'll put it through planning, if that's okay, because they would have had to have accepted any previous things.
Just for my own, as a neighbour, I'd like to know if approval was given and documented.
So, through the chair, there is no record of earlier approvals for a reception centre on the site.
Mm-hmm.
We do have verbal anecdotes from Noel Myers, who was made redundant.
Defame anyway.
Sorry,
he wasn't made redundant.
He moved on.
He was definitely not made redundant.
It was a grey area. He mentioned from the previous planner, we were given verbal approvals. Some documentation as well.
Richard's answer to the question is there has been
no formal
presentation to this council for an application for it. I don't want to end up in a swinging match across the chamber. The question was asked as regards to, is there been an application to the council? There hasn't. And that's all we can say on it.
There's evidence that we requested these applications.
That?
Through the chair, not that I found.
Not that Richard, not that we've actually been able to uncover at the moment. So, no, unfortunately. So, it hasn't been presented to us.
Are you
anyway.
Able to check that with the previous planner?
We'll be able to find it in the email.
So, yeah, but as for the question answered, there was no submission come to this council before today. So that's all we can deal with in the chamber, is that when they do arrive. Any other comments wish to be made?
Can I ask a question though?
Yeah, yep, yeah, well, we're outside the question time, but that's okay, I've allowed one, so I'll definitely allow another.
It says here to preserve the rural zone. The uses for rural zone property in Jeremunga Shire. We are a rural zone block. Would you rather us go farming there, or would you rather us support and protect and look after the environment that's there carefully and the way we want to do it? Or would you rather us go on, which we don't want to do? It says here in one thing, it says to support the planning scheme ensure specifically adjacent to the rural zone, and then in the second one it says to consider non-rural uses where they're shown to benefit the district and not detriment to the natural resource environment.
Uh-huh.
So the question is, I guess it's a broad question, but what would you rather us do in that rural zone property?
I'm just going to refer back to Richard again, because it's not essentially about what council feels is the right choice for the zone. It's more about what the rules state we can do within those zones. There are other mitigating factors coming over the top of that rural zoning factor with the Point Henry scheme and that as well. So, yeah, I'll ask Richard to talk to it a little bit, if you would like.
Through the chair, we're dealing with the application before us. We can't deal with alternatives for this particular decision-making process. But Point Henry has a number of rules. Rural land has a number of rules. And even if you wanted to go to broad scale agriculture on the block, you still need clearing permits from the state, which are highly unlikely to give.
So as a decision making process, when the council have discussed this, it's all based on this application. So we haven't taken into account whether you would like to go farming agriculturally on it or not, because that's not in the application. So we've considered what's in front of us.
I'll just say one more thing. In your wrap up here with the officer recommendation and the reasons you've listed for refusing the application, one of the reasons says that it doesn't consider to be of benefit to the district, but we've presented 90% of the businesses in Bremer saying it does benefit them, and you've also said to allow to attract tourists and travellers, which we are getting the attention of a lot of tourists. So I'm not sure if those dot points have been copied and pasted or...
Again, being a recommendation from the officer, ask him to talk to those points.
Yep, so that particular statement was taken straight from the scheme.
I agree, so we are in line with the scheme?
Looking at the objective, the scale is not considered appropriate for that zone.
On a debate. Yes. Yeah. So Richard's answer. I can't add any more to it. We have taken a lot of deliberation time over all the recommendations as a council. So yeah, as we'll see coming up in the meeting forward. Any other people who wish to present? Doesn't have to be around this item on the agenda. It can be around any items on this agenda. If you have anything to present, now's the time. So, everybody's happy with where it's at the moment. We'll move on with the meeting then. So we'll move on. There is no application for attendance via telephone for this meeting, so we can move straight on for that. A application for leave of absence. So is there any applications for leave of absence for the next meeting? I have no input to add. So moving straight on to 10, confirmations of the minutes of the previous meeting. Can I have someone move the minutes? Councillor Hall, move minutes. Any seconders? Councillor Foreman, all in favour? So we're moving on to 11.8, recommendations, reports and committees. Straight on to reports. 12.1, technical services, adoption of the 10-year capital works program as presented and read from Pat. Office of Recommendation. Anyone willing to move the Office of Recommendation for this? Councillor Hall. Seconded Councillor Barrett. Who's to speak for this, Councillor Hall? No one to speak against? All those in favour? Corporate Services. Accounts payment February 2026. Again, I'll present as read to all councillors, and Someone would like to move the Office of Recommendation. Councillor Foreman. Seconder. Councillor Barrett. So I move that we accept the Office of Recommendation there. All in favour? The monthly 12.2.2 monthly financial report for February 2026. Again, I will put up as read and presented by Tamara and Charmaine, and have someone move the Office of Recommendation that we receive this report. Councillor Hall, seconder. Councillor Foreman, all in favour? Move receive the monthly financial report. 12.2.3 budget review for 2025-26. Again, I would put all the information as read and presented. Questions answered previously. Again, through the finance department. So, officer recommendation. Anyone willing to move that? Okay. Councillor Barrett, second it. Councillor Hall, all those in favour of? And then officer recommendation two. If we can move those reduced provisions, anyone willing to move that? Councillor Foreman, second to Councillor Barrett, all in favour. So moving on to 12.3, development services development application for lot 112, 43 Horse Hill Road, Bremer Bay. I'd like to present all information as read. All questions have been asked and answered. If someone is willing to move the officer recommendation in a whole, we'll go from there. Councillor Barrett, seconder. Councillor Hall, would you like to speak for Councillor Barrett? No. Councillor Hall, would you like to speak for? No. Anyone speak against? No. All those in favour of officer recommendation? Moving on to 12.3.2, proposed lease reserved for 263847 Mary Street, Bremer Bay. Again, I'll present all the information as read and questions answered. Would someone like to move all the 5 points of the officer's recommendation? Councillor Foreman, seconded Councillor Hall, all those in favour? So, moving on to 12.3.3, motion to the management order reserve 31381, 3 Spitfire Avenue, Jerramunga. Again, present all the information as read, questions asked and answered. Would someone like to move officer recommendation? Councillor Barrett, seconded. Councillor Hall, all those in favour? Moving on to 12.3.4, adoption of the local planning policy number 23, ancillary accommodation. Again, present all information as read, questions asked and answered. If there is someone willing to move officer recommendation. Councillor Barrett, seconded Councillor Hall.
Here's what I found.
All those in favour?
You watch you. Yes.
12.4, executive services information bulletin for February, March 2026. Again, all information has been submitted as read. Anyone willing to move the council officer recommendation? Councillor Foreman, seconded Councillor Hall. All those in favour? 12.4.2, Wilga sector consultation electoral reform. Again, I'll present all information as read, and someone willing to move the office, all 5 points of the officer recommendation for this. Councillor Barrett, second it. Councillor Hall, all those in favour? You passed. 12.4.3, adoption of update model code of conduct for council members, committee members and candidates alike. Again, all information has been presented and read. If someone can move the officer recommendation. Councillor Barrett, seconded. Councillor Hall, all in favour? So moving on to motions for which some notice has been previously given. There is none. There has been no new information introduced to discussion of council. So I will move that the next meeting will be held on the 22nd of April 2026 at 1 p.m. in Jeremunga. And I will call the meeting closed at 1:34. Thank everyone for their attendance.